The first order of business in the new Republican Congress and the soon-to-be Republican White House, the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, or at least another attempt to repeal it. There's no clear plan to replace the law. More than 20 million Americans have health insurance through Obamacare, so dismantling it will be complicated, and it could affect health insurance for everyone. Julie Rovner is here to parse out the possibilities. Julie is senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Lisa.
So, as you know, there were dueling press conferences yesterday on Capitol Hill. Republicans talking about why they want to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Democrats on why they're going to fight to keep it. One of the key elements that was brought up was the state exchanges that are part of the act. Could you briefly remind us what those are?
Yes, people who buy insurance and who want to get subsidies, want to get help buying that insurance, buy it through an exchange that has their state's name on it. Now, it's important to remember that 38 of those exchanges are actually run by the federal government through healthcare.gov. 12 states have their own exchanges. It's unclear, because it's unclear what the Republicans want to do, what will become of the exchanges, what will become of the people who purchase insurance on those exchanges, and what will become of the subsidies that they get to help them purchase insurance on those exchanges.
So the House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California, Republican from California, talked about the decrease in the number of insurers who are in these marketplaces, meaning these state exchanges. Let's hear from him.
But what's most concerning to so many, more than 1,022 counties across America, that's more than one third, have only one choice inside the exchanges. Everything President Obama promised about health care has failed.
That's a claim that that many would dismiss. But in the past year, insurers such as United Healthcare and Aetna have left some state exchanges. Is it true that in one third of counties nationwide, there is only one choice of an insurer?
Yes, that is true. And everybody agrees that that is a problem, although one of my colleagues here at Kaiser Health News has a story today saying that even in those places where there is only one choice of insurer, rate increases have not been really untenable. And that's partly because of the way the subsidies are structured. You're only required to pay as much as basically you can afford based on your income. But yes, everyone agrees that it's a problem, that there is so little competition and that something ought to be done to fix that.
So if Obamacare is indeed repealed, will these state exchanges disappear?
Well, that's what we don't know. I mean, the big question is about the 12 states that have their own exchanges. California, I should mention, is one of those states where things are working pretty well. Whether the states will be able to keep their exchanges remains to be seen. And as I mentioned, whether people will be able to get, you know, help paying for their insurance, because that's all federal money, that seems likely to go away if Republicans follow through on what they say they're going to do.
As you mentioned, the Democrats also had a press conference yesterday to make the case for keeping and improving the Affordable Care Act. Let's hear from House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
An increase in premiums is the lowest it has been in the 50-some years that they have been tracking that. So it has contained cost. It has increased the benefit package. And as the leader said, in terms of no discrimination in terms of pre-existing condition, no lifetime limits, no annual limits.
Julie, to what extent has the Affordable Care Act actually kept health care costs down?
Well, that is still a subject of debate. And actually, I think Leader Pelosi kind of misspoke when she said premiums have gone up at the lowest rate. But health spending overall has gone up at the lowest rate in 50 years. That's what she was talking about. And, you know, for the first couple of years, a lot of economists said, well, that was because of the recession and people lost health insurance, so they didn't spend money on health care. But since the addition of so many people under the Affordable Care Act and the improvement in the economy, health spending has continued to rise, not quite as slowly as it did immediately following the recession, but still very slowly. And there is some evidence that some of the changes to the healthcare delivery system that were made by the Affordable Care Act are helping to sort of dampen healthcare inflation.
So if Republicans who want to get rid of Obamacare say they like certain aspects of the law, Nancy Pelosi mentioned some of those, the fact that people can't be denied insurance for pre-existing conditions, the elimination of yearly or lifetime caps on health care, might those things that benefit a lot of people be eliminated as well?
Well, it would be problematic to keep them if you take apart everything else. The idea of the Affordable Care Act was that it was, on the one hand, going to give people access to insurance who didn't have it before. And we're mostly talking about the individual insurance market, not the employer insurance market. So it's a relatively small number of people, probably 15 or 20 million people total compared to 330 million Americans. But what insurers said is that if you make us sell to sick people and you make us cover many more things, then we're going to need more healthy people to buy insurance. And that's where the individual mandate came from, that people would be required to have insurance. The Republicans want to take that away. They want to take away the help for people to pay for insurance. And what's most likely to happen is that you'll have, at that point, only sick people buying insurance. That could basically unravel the entire individual insurance market. So it's very hard to keep, you know, the candy without keeping the vegetables.
So is that why people say if the Affordable Care Act is repealed, health insurance and the cost of health care might go up for everyone?
That's exactly why.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said yesterday that if Republicans do dismantle the Affordable Care Act, it would throw an entire health care system into chaos. This refers to what you were saying there. Let's hear from him.
One of the things they'll hurt the most is rural hospitals right in their heartlands. The minute they enact this repeal, are going to suffer dramatically. In 11 state capitals, many in red states today, rural hospitals are protesting the Republican action.
Why would that happen? Why would repealing the law hurt rural hospitals?
Well, you know, the Republicans keep talking about how there were no, you know, this was partisan and the Democrats did it without any Republican votes. But what they don't say is that the Democrats did this law with the agreement of most of the healthcare industry, particularly hospitals. And hospitals basically made a deal. They said that we will take reductions in what you pay us under Medicare, and in exchange, all these newly insured people will now have insurance when they come to the hospital. So if on the one hand you take away the people's insurance, or at least their ability to buy insurance, but you keep those Medicare cuts, which Republicans have said that they will do, then hospitals will really be in a difficult financial position. It will be more difficult for rural hospitals because they are more dependent on Medicare. So if they will not have these paying customers to offset the cuts that they agreed to take.
This gets into some of the politics involved in this discussion. To what extent are those congressmen and women who want to repeal Obamacare feeling constrained by the fact that in their districts, for example, in Ohio and Michigan, there are voters who are central to their coalition who are also dependent on the Affordable Care Act for their own health care?
Well, that kind of remains to be seen. You know, the other question is how much impact will the health industry groups have, who traditionally have had a lot of sway with Republicans. But what we've seen in a lot of states who have not expanded the Medicaid program, which became an option, hospital groups went to state houses and to governors and basically begged them to take the money. And governors and state legislatures in red states refused for ideologic reasons. So how much concern they will have. You know, they feel like they promised their voters that they would do this. The question is, did their voters realize that they were actually going to? And did some of those voters who are benefiting from this law and don't even realize it, will it be too late for them that when it goes away, they might wish that they had it?
Has it been quantified how much healthier Americans are or are not because of Obamacare?
I'm not sure we know that much about health outcomes, although, yes, there are some, outcomes that show that people are better off when they have health insurance. But certainly the number of people with insurance is at an all-time high. Conversely, the number of people without insurance is at an all-time low. And that is generally regarded as a good thing. I mean, there are a few people who wish that the government weren't so involved with it. But the general idea, even Republicans say they want everyone to have access to health insurance, if not everyone to actually have health insurance.
How much time could there be, though, before there is some, we know the repeal effort is happening now, but the replacement effort, I mean, that presumably could be a matter of months before anything moves on that.
It could be a matter of years. I mean, one of the things the Republicans are talking about, they have a lot of ideas and they have no consensus on what the replacement should look like. So they want to repeal now and then delay the effective date of the repeal while they try to find a replacement. The question is, will insurers continue to participate for that entire time, or will they just walk away and then people will be left with nothing?
Right. Some 20 million people left in the lurch, possibly?
Possibly.
Julie Rovner, who is a senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Nice to speak with you again, Julie. Thank you.
Nice to speak with you.